continuing this idea in Reb Nachman that the students of the Rebbe are able to get double the amount of the Rebbe when the Rebbe is passing. Reb Nachman is telling us that there's different levels of passing. There's a different level of ascent. There's the one this person passes from this world for real. There's also when the name passes, meaning a person used to be known as Nachman, and then that name passes because now he's known as Reb Nachman. And to say, even to say Nachman is degrading in a way. Or when somebody says the Rebbe, Reb Nachman. So even just saying Reb Nachman is already a degradation because now he's the Rebbe. Or when somebody says, you know, the Hasidic master of the Breslover Hasidim, that's another name, right? There's as the Rebbe is constantly ascending in a way. Let's even just speak about the fact that 50 years ago, you cannot learn Breslov in English, right? There was no ability to learn Breslov in English. There was either you knew Yiddish, or and you learned from the Yiddish circles in the United States, or you need to learn Hebrew, right? And then you know came Rav Tzvi Ari Rosenfeld, came Rav Shlomo Karbach, and they started teaching Breslov in English. And then prior to that, that was the non-existence. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Nachman became also Reb Nachman, which was like another tremendous ascent for him, for the Rebbe, which was something profound. We have to understand that there's a concept where the true tzaddikim, they're constantly growing, they're constantly evolving, they're constantly going from place to place. They're not staying, they're not static. That's not their thing. That's not their niche. And this is something that we have to truly understand. What does it mean to receive Torah from the Rebbe when the Rebbe is ascending to a higher place? And this is an important aspect that I would like to try to hopefully convey. When we're talking about this, Reb Nachman says that there's a different aspect to a tree. The tree has branches, the tree has leaves, the tree has roots, and there's a very different idea of connectivity that a person is going to have with the Rebbe, whether he is a leaf or whether he is branches or he is etc. Meaning, a person's connection to the Rebbe is going to be the sustenuity he's going to get. Meaning, if the Rebbe is the bark, for example, for this analogy of the tree, right? The leaf is going to get a very little sustenance from the Rebbe, but a person who's a branch is going to get a greater sustenance from the Rebbe, and a person who is on a higher level, right? The more you are connected, right? A leaf is connected through a tiny little stem, but the branch is connected in its fullness, meaning the branch is either fully connected or fully not connected, right? And then there's another full aspect of how do you truly connect to the Rebbe? And when you're truly connected to the Rebbe, then you receive full sustenance. But that's based on you. And every single person, the more he's connected to the Rebbe, the more he's receiving. But a person has the ability to get pishtaim, double the amount when you're connected to the Rebbe on a level that this is your tree sustenance. So when the tree is going to ascend to, you know, something new, then you will hit roots. And this is something we're going to develop a little bit later about specifically an olive tree. But the olive tree is different than any all other trees that we know. And Am Yisrael are also very much connected to olive trees in that aspect. Eretz Yisrael is connected, and the idea is that the olive tree, indifferent to all other trees, is that a single branch has the ability to connect roots. An olive tree, a specific branch, can decide to run all the way to the ground and hit roots. And that is what it means to be connected to the true tzaddikim, on the level that you're able to hit your own roots and create your own roots. And when you can create your own roots, then you're not only able to receive from the tzaddikim, but you're able to receive pishtaim, you're able to see double the amount of the light of the tzaddikim. We should be zocheh.